discuss. I want to discuss a little bit about the nusach of the Musaf. Okay, some ideas, mostly mainly from this wonderful sefer, volume 2 of Sha'arei Tfila Uminhag by Harav Ashkenazi. Harav Ashkenazi was the Rav of Kfar Chabad. I'm a very big fan of this. He died tragically, very very young. He was the best thing Chabad had since the Rebbe passed away. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. Harav Mordechai Shmuel Ashkenazi. Okay, he was the Rav Av Bezin Kfar Chabad. He was a tremendous Talmud Chacham. He put out on the Rambam, I think 5 volumes on the Rambam. He put out a wonderful sefer on tefillah, on the nusach of tefillah of the Ari. And since he passed away very, very tragically. He suddenly passed away a number of years ago. And the family put out a second volume. This is the only thing that they put out, I believe, since he passed away. A second volume, Shari Tfila Uminhag. He was a spectacular Talmud Chacham. Incredible, original, an original thinker. And he has, the second volume is more on the more not so common parts of the Nus of Tfila, Rosh Chodesh, and the Shalosh Regalim, other parts. So in this sefer, when he has a very couple of... yes. Kfar Chaban Eretz Yisrael. I don't know where it is. I think they have a replica of the Rebbe's house. They built a perfect 770. A perfect replica of 770. A little extreme, right? In any event, it's hilarious. Mamash hilarious. A perfect replica of 770. But in any event, this Talmud Chacham was going. Tremendous Talmud Chacham. The proof is in the pudding. Spend time learning his Sfarim, and you will see that we're dealing over here with not Lav Bar Enoishu, people that are really above and beyond. Beautiful, beautiful sefer, and he discusses a lot of the details of the Nusach HaTfila, and we're going to focus for a few minutes on some of the details of the Nusach of Musaf. Today, we dive in the Musaf. Roshei Chodoshim Li'amcha Nosota Zman Kaparo L'chol Toloisam. Now, there are a lot of things to discuss. One thing at a time, I didn't prepare all that great here, but let's just do the best we can. Question. Why is there a different Nusach for Rosh Chodesh from different than what we daven on the Shalosh Regalim? Once already, we're going to do the Shalosh Regalim. Shalosh Regalim, we begin Ata V'chartanam L'chol Amim. We say the same nusach, the same nigun. Why don't we say ata? Why don't we say ata v'charatanu mikol ha'amim? A haftai son of a tzitz, the bannu v'charatanu mikol ha'alashaynais, ki dashtanu b'mitzvah secha. Why don't we begin on Rosh Chodesh with the same exact nusach? Why do we jump in? Why on Rosh Chodesh do we jump in? Roshei chodoshim li'amecho nosota. Zman kaparu l'chol tol b'yisam b'yisam makrivim l'fanecha zivchei ratzai. Why not begin? There's no musaf. Musaf is musaf. There's a standard nusach. We say the nusach on the Shalosh Regalim, on Rosh Hashanah, on Yom Kippur. Begin. Ata v'chartan mikalo amim haftoi sanu. So he says two very beautiful things. Number one, it's an incredible chiddush what he says, is you cannot begin with the words Atov v'chartanu mikol ho'amim. You have selected us amongst all of the nations. V'haftoi sanu, you've loved us. V'ratzi sabanu v'reimamtanu, you've elevated us. Mikol ha'lishaynais. V'kidashtanu b'mitzvasecha, this entire line. Because this is miyuchid for Har Sinai. What this description that we recite in the Musaf on the Shalosh Regalim, Atov v'chartanu, is something which happened at Har Sinai. At Har Sinai, Hashem publicly selected us, Vayered Hashem Har Sinai, and He gave us the Torah. You selected us from all the nations. You loved us. You elevated us. You sanctified us with your mitzvahs. You brought us close to Lavad Secha. Now, Rosh Chodesh, when were we given the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? Way before. In Mitzrayim, HaChodesh Hazel Lochem Rosh Chodeshim Rishon Hu Lochem L'Chodesh HaShana. We were in Mitzrayim, it was 15 days before Yetzias Mitzrayim. Yetzias Mitzrayim was 50 days before Matan Torah. So we're dealing here 65 days before Matan Torah. 65 days before Hashem let it be known to the world, Atov v'chartanu mikol ho'amim. So this opens up a very important appreciation. You know, we've always been taught, and we're very much, it's built into us that there are two different dimensions of Judaism. There is
from Bereshis, he created the sun, the moon, the Catholic days.
Okay, but the mitzvah of Rosh Chodashim li amicho nosata.
The idea that the Rosh Chodesh preceded,
all the mitzvahs, Avraham and Yitzchak and Yaakov, all the mitzvahs before Mila, is Bris Mila, and there is what other mitzvahs? What's it called? Giranoshe. There are a handful number of mitzvahs that were given, Zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach. Yet we've always been taught is that at Har Sinai, those mitzvahs were canceled. This is the way the average yeshiva bach is taught. There are tayag mitzvahs. Now the tayag mitzvahs include the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach. I know you'll say there's keser. Keser is 620. There are 620 letters in the Aseres Hadibros. So there's 613 plus another 7. Yeah, there's 613 for us, 7 for the nation, the Umay Soilam. But we also observe the Zayin mitzvahs b'nei Noach. But the 7 mitzvahs that they observe are not the same that we observe, because it was given to us again at Har Sinai. The details of the laws of Leisirtzach, Leitinov, Leitignov are not the same for a Jew as they are for the Umay Soilam. The Umay Soilam continue to observe these Zayin mitzvahs the way they were given at creation. At the time of Har Sinai, until that moment in time, we were also obligated to observe those mitzvahs the way they were given at the B'nai Noach. But the moment of Har Sinai, it was canceled, it came to an end, and it was given again with a different set of rules. This is the way the average yeshiva bacha thinks, the way we've been taught, the way I think everyone here is. And yet, Rabbi Ashkenazi says, not so fast. Not so fast. What about the mitzvah of Rosh Chodesh? The mitzvah to be Mekadesh to Chodesh. The mitzvah, it's one of the Tayag mitzvahs, everyone includes the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh in order that Bezdin should sit down and should accept witnesses to determine when is the new Chodesh, to determine the Rosh Chodesh. This is one of...
Says the Torah
should
have began over there, right?
The Torah should, so Rav Mordechai has mentioned that at the beginning of the Torah, Rashi says, Rav Chol, you always refer to that the Torah should have begun with HaChodesh HaZeh Lachem Rosh Chod Shehi Mitzvah Rishayna. Wait a minute. How could there be a Mitzvah Rishayna when it was not yet Har Sinai? Har Sinai is really, I mean, this is what we've been taught, is where it all began. And everything that we had until then was canceled. Over. I'm going to give it to you again, version 2, with a different set of rules. Different details. It's not the same. The way we have fulfilled the mitzvah of Leitignov, Leisigzol, is not the way a goy is commanded on Leitignov, Leisigzol. The same, what we have now of Leisirtzach, it's different. Okay, there are a lot of different details. Because it's, wait a minute, not so fast. How do you explain the mitzvah to be Mekadesh v'chodesh, to define Zaman? That was not at Har Sinai. That was 65 days before. Even the mitzvahs, for example, Mora, we know that we were given a select, Rashi always mentions, that we were given selective mitzvahs at Mora. When we came after Kriyas Yamsuf, Vayavo Morosa, and there we were given this whole machlokes, what the gear says, which mitzvahs we were given. Paraduma, Kibud Av V'Em, what else? Shabbos. Dinim, there's a Rashi, there's a whole Shiloh with the correct gear, so there were selective mitzvahs that were given the Klal Yisrael at Mora. Oh, what about Har Sinai? Mora was not yet Har Sinai. They were still counting Sphira. They didn't get yet to Har Sinai. So even those mitzvahs, there's a discussion. You could answer if you so wish. You could answer. Yeah, they were as a rehearsal. They were given. Look, they kept Shabbos in the Midbar. Yismach Moshe b'man haschelkoi. They observed Shabbos when they were in Mitzrayim. We know the Medrash says. Okay, they were not mitzvah v'yoseh. When it came Har Sinai, whatever you were doing until now, put aside. We're going to teach it to you all over again with a different set of rules. But of Ashkenaz, if you wouldn't see this var, that's what we're saying over here, you would say, so the Zolbazach, when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh, Ein Achinami, they were in Egypt, and HaChodesh Hazel Lechem Roish Chodoshim, Rishinu Lechem Lechotche Hashana, Yishinu Lekadesh, Neshanim, now comes Har Sinai. Okay, I told you in Mitzrayim about Rosh Chodesh, we're going to start over again. Everyone make believe you never heard it. Now I'm going to teach you new details, new halachos. Would you like to say that's the pshat? Well, if we would not know better, we may not have a choice. We may be forced to say that. Along comes Rav Ashkenazi, well, the Nusach HaTzvila indicates that's not the case. The Nusach HaTzvila indicates, and he develops this more, which I didn't have time to, and whatever, I'm not my fault, but he develops this idea more, is that no, Rosh Chodesh stands out in a league to itself of being a mitzvah of the Taryag mitzvahs that is outside the framework of Matan Torah. It's not part of Zion mitzvahs b'nei Noyach, and it's not part of Matan Torah. How are you talking such a thing? It's part of the Taryag mitzvahs, all of the Moinei HaMitzvahs, the Rambam, the Ramban, the Smag, the Smak, the Chinuch, and a whole long list of others. The Ramban have their own mitzvahs, whole collection of mitzvahs. It's Tayag mitzvahs, but it's one of the mitzvahs that's not part of, that was before Matan Torah. Before Matan Torah. And The proof is the Nusach HaTfila. The Nusach HaTfila is Roshei Chodoshim Le'amecho Nosata. We were called an Am. V'yotzeisi es ami, we were called an am in the beginning of, this is a very important expression, le'amecho nosota, the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu arrived on the scene and said to Paro, shlach ami v'yavduni b'midbar, we were given a new term, an am. Mm-hmm. Hashem, we had this in Tehillim, we discussed this when we learned Tehillim, we were then given the title am. When Moshe Rabbeinu was sent to redeem Klal Yisrael, we became Hashem's Am. And we were then given the mitzvah Roshei Chodoshim Le'amecho Nosota. We were not yet called Ata V'chartanu Mikol. There was no selection. No, Hashem appeared to us. Hashem wants us to go out of the desert, out of this land, go to the desert and bring sacrifices and serve Hashem. No, we're a nation, you're a nation, there are other nations, there are many nations. We're a nation, you were Hashem's nation, but we're not chosen. Everyone is the best Bachur in Lakewood. Everyone is the best. The concept of chosenness is something that is entirely unique to Matan Torah. The Shalosh Regalim is a product of Matan Torah. So on the Shalosh Regalim we begin, Ata v'chartanu mikol ha'anim. Ahavta esanu, v'ratzisa banu, v'remamtanu mikol ha'lashonais. V'kidashtanu b'mitzvaysecha, v'kiravtanu malkein v'avodasecha, v'shimcha ha'gdol v'yakadosh oleinu korasa. Rosh Chodesh? No. Rosh Chodesh takes you back to the land of Egypt. It's a regular day today. Today, you're allowed to go to work. There's no Yom Tov today. You're allowed to work, do melacha. We're slaves. In Egypt, we were slaves. And yet, who shows up? Moshe Rabbeinu. Pokoid pokadti. I remember you. And I'm giving you a mitzvah in Golos. And that's the mitzvah b'machshev zman. Take control of your time. Roshei chodoshim li'amcha nasota. The omission of ato v'chartanu mikol ha'amim mohavta esenu v'latzi sabanu speaks volumes. And thus, what is the result? From all of the Taryag mitzvahs that we observe today, which mitzvah speaks to us the most? Rosh Chodesh. This mitzvah mamish speaks to us the most. Look, the luchos were shattered. The luchos were shattered. When we received the Torah, what happened? Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, gave it Har Sinai, Moshe comes down, doing Avodah Zarah, forget it, over, cancellation, Moshe goes up to Shemaim, luchos shlios. The luchos shlios is not the luchos rishonos. Okay, Beis HaMikdash Gula, one thing never was tainted. It was never tainted. And that is Rosh Chodesh. Rosh Chodesh remains exactly the way it was. Everything else that we observe, Tayag Mitzvahs, or Mechoyv, there's no choice. There's no choice. We have, but unfortunately, the Luchos were shattered. We were exiled from Eretz Yisrael. The whole Torah was given to observe in Eretz Yisrael. The one mitzvah that's not part of the Zayin Mitzvahs Bnei Noach, and it's not part of the Tafkid of Matan Torah B'Yotziach Hasam in Mitzrayim Tavdunis L'Kim Alachor Azeh is Rosh. Today, tomorrow, is something that we can connect to 100%, because we are no different today in Golus, in the Shibud of Golus, than Klal Yishol was when Hashem said to them, HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Rosh Chodoshim Rishoinu Lochem Lochot Shehashana Rishoin Sheni Shlishi. Now it also gives a whole new appreciation of what it says in the beginning of Bereshis, Lohoya Tzarch Tzarch HaTor LaHaskil Ela B'HaChodesh HaZeh Lochem Shi Mitzvah Rishoina. Why that mitzvah? Okay, it's the first mitzvah, but that is a mitzvah that was never ever tainted. Everything else we make believe. Rashi Parashas Ekev says shocking things. You should observe the mitzvahs in Chutz Li'aretz so that when Mashiach will come, you should be familiar with them. Everyone is going out of their mind to explain what that means over here. But when it comes to tefillin and mezuzah, yeah, you know, when you're in Golus, really, Rashi gives you this message. Yeah, in Golus, you really don't have to do the mitzvahs, but do it anyway. Practice, so that when the Gula will come, you'll be familiar with the Tayag Mitzvahs. What? Everyone is going out of their mind to understand what is Rashi there saying. Actually, Ad Kadei Kach, they say there's a mistake in the Girsa. There's a mistake in Ad Kadei Kach, they go so far. And in Vahoyim Shemaya, and the Rashi on the Vahoyim Shemaya, in Parashas Ekev, says these comments that people of Mamash are scratching their head, like, what? What is it saying over here? But one thing is for sure, Rosh Chodesh is not part of that. Memela, when the Torah was given to Klal Yisrael, was given, this never goes away. This, we are Hashem's Amecha. We may today not be appreciated in the world as being the Am HaNivchor, but we are definitely appreciated in this world as being Hashem's Amecha. In Golus today, if you say that we are the chosen nation, you are certainly provoke the Ummah Yisraelim. But if you say to the Ummah Yisraelim that we're Hashem's nation, it's different. We are Hashem. They can't deny.
Is it different?
It definitely. Chosenness, many will argue, is one of the causes of anti-Semitism.
Right.
But to say that we're Hashem's people, yes, I think so, 100%. The word chosenness, it creates a whole new dynamic. We are Hashem's people. We're observant. We follow the Torah. The Torah says there are only two genders. Zohar unikeva bira'om. So we're not Hashem's people? We're not Hashem's people? Okay? State in the Torah. Zohar unikeva bira'om. State in the Torah. Peru urivu umilu es haaretz. Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah that we should be worried about carbon emissions. It doesn't say. It says Lo Sivaru Esh B'Yom HaShabbos. But during the weekday, you can burn as much ash as you want. Gas. Do whatever you want. There are no limitations in the Torah on how much carbon emissions. We are Hashem's people. Have emunah pshuta. The more, the merrier. Peru revu. We are Hashem's amicha. Shalach ami v'yavduni. The principle of the am hanivchar. Okay, that's a different topic. That's Matan Torah. So this is a beautiful Yesod. He's saying now, he goes on to say a bigger chiddush, a pelvic chiddush. He goes on to say that when but there are elements in Matan Torah, this is a pelvic what he says, to appreciate this concept, is that in Matan Torah there are new elements of Rosh Chodesh that have come into play. And that is, when did it say Shomor es Chodesh Ha'aviv? Guard, from that pasuk, Shomar, guard is Chodesh Aviv, we learn that you mechuyev to pad the calendar, the month, the year, with additional months when necessary to make sure that Pesach will always fall out in the spring. And that demands that we pad the year with an additional month. Ibur Hashanah. Ibur Hashanah is unique to Matan Torah. So Rosh Chodesh, what?
That wasn't until the 40th year that he said that.
The 40th year, they said, okay. So he's saying over here, Chodesh. The concept that Rosh Chodesh, that we are Mekadesh the Chodesh, the calendar day, the day, when is Rosh Chodesh? You can manipulate it by a day. Okay, you can change the calendar by manipulating the day. How many days a year? Well, 4 days a year. I think there are four variables.
353, 354, 355, and then in Ibiyar is the same thing.
So mechalek between the sanctification of the day versus Ibur Hashanah, padding the year with an additional month. That ability to add a whole month to a year, that came with Matan Torah. The ability to specify a specific day of the this day is going to be Rosh Hashanah, there was no Rosh Hashanah, it was not. But the Chodesh, the sanctification of the calendar of the months, this was unique to of Mitzrayim before Matan Torah, but the additional element of adding a whole new month to the year, that's a major significant thing, preserving the cycle should fall out in the season, that was unique, only first began with Matan Torah. So there are two dimensions. There is a dimension in the Chodesh of Amecha, and there is a dimension of the Chodesh being Ata Vichartanu Mikol Ho'ame. There is a different, and when does that, when specifically in which month is that felt much more? Chodesh Nisan, because Chodesh Nisan has to fall out in Chodesh Aviv, because Pesach is in Chodesh Pesach. So there are two different dimensions. Now, I don't remember if he actually says this part. You know, he says a whole section, right? Ashkenazi, there's a whole section with dealing with the question of why does it say the word Roshei Chodoshim? Why doesn't it say Rosh Chodesh? Because the Torah, when the Torah talks about Rosh Chodesh, the Torah says, Achodesh Hazel Lochem, Achodesh Lochem, Rishon Hu Lechodshei Hashanah. When you deal with the Rosh Chodesh, you deal with one Chodesh at a time. Here in the Nusach HaTfilah, it's Roshei Chodoshim. There are multiple Roshei. What do you mean there are multiple? There's only Ein Melech, Ein Shnei Melochim, Meshamshim, Bekeser Echad. There can't be two firsts. Okay, there's the Roshei Chodoshim. There are 12, Right, there are 12 beginning of months, and then there is the one month that's the Rosh. So what exactly did Hashem give us by in Mitzrayim? Achodesh hazeh lochem. This chodesh did Hashem Nisan. Okay, all right. This is a different time. Why? This is a question which I don't have clarity. Why is it written in plural as Rosh? All right. Let's discuss another topic. Let's leave with that. Okay. This is a beautiful idea. We'll leave with that. This yisoid to appreciate Amcha and Ato Vichartanu. Very beautiful idea. There's a mitzvah that's nishtahi nishtaher. It's not part of my Sibarishis and it's not part of Matan Torah. And it's a time when Klal Yisrael has become the Amicha. It relates to Klal Yisrael today more so than any other mitzvah because we are in Golos. We are no different than our ancestors in Mitzrayim, in the Shibud, and Hashem has given us this mitzvah to sanctify Zman. All of the mitzvahs that we do in Golos appreciate time. Time is the greatest asset in the world. What do you do with money? People, they work so hard. What do you spend your money on? What do people spend their money on? Time. That's what you spend your money on. I have to be able to spend time doing what I want to do, not what I have to do. That's where the ultimate payment, the ultimate use of money can be done. I have true wealth is if you're able to buy yourself time. I want to take off now and spend time with my family, give them undivided attention. I want to take off time and go learn Torah. I want to take off time so I can daven properly. If you have that ability to choose your time, how to spend your time, then you're truly a very wealthy person. Because there are people out there, we all know good and well, there are multi-billionaires. They don't have a second to themselves. Every single second, they're busy guarding their wealth and working to make more money because you can't stop in the middle. Once already you're involved, you can't stop working. That's just the way it goes. And if you enjoy it, okay, so wonderful, you enjoy it. But not everyone, you know, sometimes it gets to a point where, what do I have from all this? What's at the end of the day? Where am I going? You're getting older and older and older. Soon it's time to say goodbye. What are you going to take with you to the next world? Okay, are the skills that you know, it's the koyach. This is the most relevant mitzvah in the Torah, and this mitzvah was given before Matan Torah to Klal Yisrael in exactly the same matziv that we find ourselves in today. It appeals to the common man. It is pure and untainted. Let's go to another idea. Other idea is that in the Nusach of Rosh Chodesh, we dwell very much upon the Mizbeach. Something that we don't often do. We have to analyze what exactly is the purpose of the Mizbeach and how it appears throughout Tanakh, Chazal. So we start off, Rosh Chodesh, Yom Chanasot, Zman Kaparo, L'chol Tolosam. We right away focus on atonement for all of the Averois. By the way, what is the Iker Kapar of Rosh Chodesh? To bring the Seirin of the Soyer Chatos, which is Mechaper on Tumas Mikdash VeKodoshav. The atonement of Rosh Chodesh is not for doing Averos, for the common Averos that we clap Al Chet. The Kapara of Rosh Chodesh is in case a person was Tomei, ritual contamination, enters into the Beis HaMikdash and is not aware that he was Tomei. Or of a Koyein, ate Kodoshim that he thought was Tahar, and it turns out that the animal, the sacrifice, somehow was Tamei, and he wasn't aware. So this is what Rosh Chodesh does. We're bringing a special carbon, and this carbon atones for what is called Tumas Mikdash VeKodoshav. Today, we're anyway all Tamei. Today, no one's eating Korbanos, so the Kapara L'Chora is completely irrelevant to us. No? Isn't that really what it's all about? Even on Yom Kippur, when the Kohen God went lefnai v'lefnim and he sprinkled the Dam HaSoir, what did that bring atonement for on Yom Kippur? Same exact thing. Tumas Mikdash VeKadoshav, just in case somebody entered into the Beis HaMikdash in a state of Tumah, or someone who is Tahar accidentally ate Kodoshim, that was Tameh, may Hashem atone for that sin. What about all of the other averos that Klal Yisrael has done throughout the entire year? Gezela, Shvichas Stomim, Gili Arayos, and all the Tayag Mitzvos? That's not such a big deal. Put that on the Soir LaZozel and throw the animal off the cliff. Okay, but the korbanos that are offered in the Beis HaMikdash v'Kapara primarily are Tumas, Mikdash v'Kodoshav. And on Rosh Chodesh, that's exactly what we are mechaper. Very strange, right? Okay, but that's another topic, which now I won't talk about, we're getting our time. And let's discuss, what do we want on this day over here? What do we say over here? So we say over here that it's a time of Kapara, and to Kapara you need to bring a korban, and a korban needs a Mizbeach. Zman Kapara l'chol tol l'doy son. A time of atonement for all of their sins. The word toledosam basically really means their sins. Their sins that have children, grandchildren. They are the consequences, they are the product of their behavior. Their behavior has led to a certain, their attitude has led to a certain behavior, which as an outgrowth of this attitude and behavior and conduct has resulted in they committing averos. Be'yisa makrivim lefonecha zivchei ratzoin, sacrifice of will, usirei chatos, goats, male goats of sin offering lechabar adam, zikron lechulam yu, usishuas nafsham yatzoin. Who's the soinei? Salvation of their souls from the enemy. Who's the enemy? The Yetzirah is the enemy. Okay, a very interesting expression. I don't know what it means. But who's the enemy over here? It's the Yetzirah. Next, now we come to what I prepared a little bit for. Mizbeach Chodosh B'tzion Tochen. A new Mizbeach. What's wrong with the old Mizbeach? What's wrong? When the Mashiach comes and they're going to light the menorah, what are they going to light? Which menorah are they going to light? A new menorah? Or hopefully they'll discover Moshe Rabbeinu's menorah. We learn these midrashim all the time. They have, you know, they're in Geniza. What? The Mizbeach HaZohav that they offer the Ketores. Which, a new one? Or are they going to find Moshe Rabbeinu's Mizbeach? What about the Oroin? They're going to make a new Oroin with a new Kuvin? They're going to go to the Institute, the Temple Institute in Eretz Yisrael. They have all ready to go. They have a new Oroin with a new Kuvin, a new menorah. They do. They actually do. They already made everything. They're all ready to go. Is that what you really want? You want to go use the Kalim from the Temple Institute? Or would you prefer to use the menorah of Moshe Rabbeinu, the Oroin of Moshe Rabbeinu?
It's hidden someplace.
So we'll find it. We'll find it. You never did Bedikas Chametz? Did you find the 10 pieces of Chametz? So you'll find it. You'll find the Kalim also. Just because your children hid the 10 pieces of Chametz, you found it, right? You'll find the Aron, we'll find the menorah. It's somewhere out there. What's going on here? Why do we need a new Mizbeach? Why do we need a new Mizbeach? In the Mishkan, this really goes back to the Mishkan. In the Mishkan, everything was transported. The Anani HaKavod, the Amud Eish, moved. It was a sign. It's time to mobilize. Everyone got took apart the Mishkan. They packaged it nicely on the wagons, and they began to travel. Everything was movable except one thing was not. And what is that? The Mizbeach HaNechoshes. What did they do with the Mizbeach HaNechoshes? The Mizbeach HaNechoshes was hollow. It is the only thing in the Mishkan that, in essence, Mizbach Adoma Ta'aseli. How many Mizbeach of Adoma, of earth, how many Mizbeachos did they set up in the Midbar? 48. There were 48 masois. Every time they left, could you imagine today, if someone would go to Har Sinai, someone would go to the desert, and you could find the earth that what filled up the Mizbeach, when they came to a stop point, the Amud Anan, Amud Eish stopped, what did they do? They took the Mizbeach HaNechoshes, it was a hollow shell. Rashi says this, explains this. They didn't carry the whole Mizbeach from place to place. It was a hollow shell. When they came to one of the destinations, a stop point, they took earth from the local surrounding area and they filled it up. And they made the Mizbeach. And they offered korbanos. The Talmud Shel Shachar, Talmud Shel Beit Arbayim, we have a whole question, discussion, what exactly korbanos they offered in the Midbar. Whatever they offer.
Big,
Nechayshus, yeah, it was Nechayshus. Nechayshus, yes. The shell. It was a complicated structure. Go look in the Art School picture book. It was a very complicated. There was the Karakoiv, and there were the Tabois, and there was the Yesoid. The Machlekes, was it 3 amos tall? Was it 10 amos tall? It had a ramp. It was a very complicated structure. It was massive. The Machlekes, how tall? Everything. The Kronos. But in essence, it was a hollow shell. And the way the Torah describes is the Mizbeach, Mizbach Adoma Ta'aseli. The Torah doesn't even refer to it by its metal of Nechoshes. Doesn't, a Mizbach Adoma, earth. Wait a minute. When they traveled, Rashi says, when they set up shop for the very first time, they fill it with earth. And then what do they do? Okay, it's time to travel. They took all the earth, and what do they do with it? They discarded it. They just left it on the side of the road. Could you imagine today if someone could find that earth? You can sell it. A skulah. You could make a killing. There wouldn't be a Jewish home in Klal Yisrael that wouldn't have somewhere on the shelf a bottle of, do you know what this earth is? This is the earth of Klal Yisrael. They offered korbanos in the Midbar. In the Midbar.
Does it have Kedusha?
No, doesn't have Kedusha. But you would get a lot of money for it. You can certainly have enough parnasa for many lifetimes if you can authentically prove that you have in your possession earth from one of the 48 masois of Klal Yisrael that they used to fill the Mizbeach. Could you imagine Aaron HaKohen? He brought a carbon. Klal Yisrael got kapar. They poured and has no Kedusha. You can bring it to America. It has no Kedusha. If you take a little pebble from the Kotel HaMaravi and you steal it and you bring it to America, they'll put you in cherem. You're not allowed to do that. That's Kedusha. How dare you chip off? People know they used to chip off from the Kotel HaMaravi. It was a big business. They chipped off stones from the Kotel HaMaravi and they would sell it. It was a big business back in the day. And all the Rabbanim put these people in cherem. You're not allowed to do that. That's Kedusha. What are you doing? What are you going and you are damaging the Kotel HaMaravi to go take off stones from the Kotel HaMaravi? Could you imagine 40 years in the Midbar, 48 stops, really 42, plus another 6 because they went backwards. And every time they set up shop, they had to reassemble the Mishkan and they had to fill up the Mizbeach with new earth. A Mizbeach Chodosh. Mizbeach Chodosh. Wow. This fits mamish into the theme of what it says. Roshei Chodoshim Li'amcho Nosota. We don't say here Ato Vichartonu Mikol Ho'amim. Because what do we start by saying? Because we were dealing with Klal Yisrael when they were in Mitzrayim. Well, guess what? After the Chet HaMeraglim, what happened? We were supposed to go right into Eretz Yisrael. And we didn't. Why? Because of the Chet HaMeraglim, Chet O'Elon Chet HaMeraglim. And instead we wandered 48 years. The wandering of Klal Yisrael 48 years is Maisei Avoy Simon Labonim, that we, for 40 years, we wandered 40 years and they set up shop 48 Masois. Maisei Avoy Simon Labonim. We wander in Golos, and we keep on traveling just like there are 48 Masois. Klal Yisrael has wandered. When Mashiach will come, we'll be able to look back. This is what Chazal say. We'll be able to look back and acknowledge that you can divide the Golos into 42/48 Tekufos. If you would go and you would take history and divide the totality of Golos, how you would do that, where would you start from? Would you start from the Chumash Bayis Rishon? Would you start from the Chumash Bayis Sheni? I don't know. But if you, when Mashiach will come, certainly, the Chazal says, you'll be able to look back, hindsight's 20/20, and see how the 48 Masois of Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, Ma'asavasim Labanim, parallels the journey of Klal Yisrael in Golis, in history. And just as every single Tekufa, when they arrived in their new destination, they set up literally a Mizbeach Chodosh, Mizbach Adama Ta'aseli. The Mizbeach is Nikra Al-Shem, the Adama, not Al-Shem, the Nechoshes. The menorah was exactly the same, didn't change one iota. The Mizbeach HaZov didn't change one iota. The Shulchan didn't change one iota. The Aroin didn't change one. Everything was the same. The only thing of them that you can say in the Mishkan, in the 48 journeys, that was brand new, is the Mizbach Adama. Rashi says, because they filled it up with new Adama. They didn't take the Adama with them every time. And the Nechoshes, the Torah doesn't acknowledge the Nechoshes. That was just a shell. And that is a revelation. The only part of the Mishkan that's Chodosh Mamish, is the Mizbeach. And that is a revelation. Is that, and what is the Mizbeach for? Kapara, atonement. And that reveals that the atonement is new. It's a new, it's not a continuation of an old sin. Uviyoim pokti, look at the Chedo Egel. Uviyoim pokti pokadeti. We're still suffering from the Chedo Egel. We're still suffering from the Chedo of the Meraglim. Okay, so every time it comes Yom Kippur, Vayomer Hashem, we refer to the Pasuk of the Meraglim, because the two really go together, Chedo Egel, the Meraglim, they go together. We just read the Shabbos, the Meraglim. Vayomer Hashem, Salachli Kidvarech, Rabbi Mayesu always reminds me this Pasuk, Vayomer Hashem, Salachli Kidvarech, we read on Shabbos, is the Meraglim. So every generation, we're still suffering, so we have to still atone. It's an old kapara. It's the Zelbezach. It's just more of the same. Okay. But yet, in every generation, there are new nisyonos. Every generation has new, fresh nisyonos. And the fresh nisyonos are all in the category of Tumas Mikdosh V'kadoshav. Tumas Mikdosh V'kadoshav doesn't just mean that I'm a Kohen and I walked into the Beis HaMikdosh when I was Tameh. Or I'm a Kohen and I'm Tahar and I ate Kadoshim that was Tameh. The concept of Tumas Mikdosh V'kadoshav represents a Hashkafa, a false and tainted approach to Inyone Kedusha. Every person, wake up in the morning, what's my purpose here in this world? What's the purpose? What am I here? Wake up in the morning, what is life all about? I asked this to AI, ChatGPT. I asked this question in front of my rabbi. I have a rabbi, a very chasher rav, Rav Schmidman. And he told me he wants to know more about AI. What's with this AI? And I showed him you can dial AI. If you don't have he doesn't have a computer, he doesn't have a smartphone. So I took out my phone and I dialed a telephone number, which voice recognition talks to ChatGPT, one of the many. And I said, I dialed a number. Hello, you're speaking to, I forgot the whole name. Ask me any question. So I said to AI, I said to chat, I said, what's the purpose of life? On speakerphone. And it said, that's a complicated question. And I then began to ramble, and the rabbi said, just turn it off. Wake up in the morning, what's the purpose? So Baruch Hashem, we have a Torah HaKadosha. We have the Torah. We have Chazal. Who have given us a derech of what is the purpose. But in every generation, we're challenged. Every one of the 48 Masois were challenged. And the challenges that were presented with taint. They taint and they harm, or they attempt to harm, the Kodesh in many different ways. And Rahman al-Islam, people get confused. People, unfortunately, you know, not everyone's holding with the program. And every so often we need to recalibrate and be choyzer b'shuva to cleanse Kodesh, our hashkaf of Tumas Mikdash v'kodoshav. There are things in this world that are sacred. The Beis HaKnesses, the Beis HaMedrash, and Torah and Chinuch, everything is sacred. Our the Mekoymos that are sacred, there are our life, and every Rosh Chodesh, we have to be mechaper on how we have defiled, how we've allowed the pollution of this world to damage the sacredness of what is Kodesh in Mokoim and in Zman and in our Neshamos. Tumas Mikdash V'Kodoshav. And the Chiddush is, it's not the same. Mizbeach Chodosh B'Tzion Tochen. Every Rosh Chodesh we have to acknowledge something new has happened. And what's the proof that it's new is go back to the Mekor of the Mizbeach. The Mekor of the Mizbeach is the Mishkan. And in the Mishkan, it is the only thing. There is nothing else in the entire Mishkan that you can say was Chodosh after every journey that they traveled. And Maisa of Asim Labanim, as we travel through time and we come to a break point in the calendar, Rosh Chodesh, and we have to recalibrate. Tumas, the carbon you bring on Rosh Chodesh, is not a kapara for Avodah Zarah, Gilui Arayos, Shlichas Damim. For that, bring your own carbon. We don't bring a communal carbon. There are times, but generally, you did an Avera, you ate Chas, so you go bring a carbon for your own. This is not what Rosh Chodesh is about. Rosh Chodesh, you bring one carbon. They bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash, Asor Lechatos, Tumas, Mikdash, Vikodoshav, Kedusha. Have you defiled what is holy in your life? And for that, to get kapar, you need a mizbeach. And here we say we need a new mizbeach. And we have to appreciate that the nisyonos of the past month are not the nisyonos of 2 months ago, are not the nisyonos of 5 months ago. It's not the nisyonos of the egel. It's a mizbeach chodosh, new. Just like Klal Yisrael in the Midbar, every single break point which they traveled, they built a new Mizbeach. And if a Mizbeach is Kapara, there's a lesson that's telling you you need a Kapara now that you never had before. Because the challenges and the defilement of the Tumas Mikdash V'Kadosh that you've had now is completely different than what you've ever had. Every single day, Chadoshim Labikorim Rabam Unasecha. The world continuously evolves and there are continuously new Nisyonos. And it shouldn't be lost on us, this principle of Chodosh. It also opens up a whole new world of commentary as to what is Chanukah, difference between Rosh Chodesh and Chanukah. Because what is the highlight of Chanukah? Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmar Chanukas HaMizbeach. Chanukah is all about the Mizbeach. Don't let anyone fool you and tell you that it's about lighting candles and it's about chocolate coins or about the Milchama of the Yavanim. They're fooling you. Don't let that tell you, but you say, Al HaNisim, Al HaMilchama, Al HaShuas, we light Chanukah candles. What is the holiday called? It's all in a name. It's all in a name. Oz Egmar Bashir Mizmar Zois Chanukas, Chanukas HaMizbeach. They built a Chanukas HaMizbeach. Now, what is that word Chanukas HaMizbeach? It's a very hard word to translate. Many will say they reinaugurated. It was new, but it was old. It was a new Mizbeach. They took the old Mizbeach, they demolished it. Lechore means new. They, see that they used to always, it means they re-sanctify. No, it didn't. Chanukah was a mizbeach chodosh. The old mizbeach they demolished, they put in the lishkas parhedrin. They put away in storage. Why did they put it away in storage? Why did they put the old mizbeach in the lishkas parhedrin? Mark, if you do construction on your home and you build a new mansion, are you going to take the stones of the demolition and put it away in the garage? Zecha, in the garage. Zecha, I used to have a simple house. And you want to know, here are the stones. Here are the stones. The stones of my old house. I couldn't afford to go have the demolition take it away. I only paid for the house $10 million, but I couldn't afford $30,000 to get rid of the old stuff. So I put it away in the garage. The budget was only $10 million. So the $10 million went for the house. $30,000 to do the demo, couldn't afford that. So we put that in the garage. Mishigas, you do a demo? Right, a truck blew up, a whole bridge fell down? Someone in the interstate, in the I-95? So they're so proud, all the governors are sitting there, oh, we're so proud. We did the demo in record time. Big deal. You did the demo in record time. Let's see how long it takes you to build a new bridge.
2 years.
Okay, demo, they do, I know demo, you do construction, they do the demo, they're so good. Their demo is always done with such perfection. Why are you putting the old stones in the Beis HaMikdash? Chanukah, what is this mishigas? Get rid of the old stones. You know why you have to have the old stones? Because every time you see the old stones, you know, you say, oh, if this is the old, this is the Mizbeach Chodosh. If you don't have the old stones, this is the old, this is the Mizbeach. Big deal, right away, new in the... You have to have the old stones in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Lishkas Parhedrin, in order to be aware, acknowledge, that the Mizbeach that you bring the Korbanos on is the Mizbeach Chodosh, B'tzion Tochin. Why? You have to recognize that the Nisoyon of what Yevonim did to you, we never had this before. This was a new Avera. This was a new Nisoyon. And the same way this was a new Nisoyon, you always have to be on guard for new Nisoyonis you never had before. All right, enough said. Have a wonderful Chodesh.
Shabbos, we missed Yosher of Zeb Guzman.
Oh, wow.
Yesterday was my mother's
yard
side. Oh, yeah. And I met Zeb Guzman on the
other side. That's my question.
No, no, no.